with BookBeats. I'm Don Swain. In Jay McInerney's new novel, Story of My Life, his protagonist, Allison Poole, and her friends live on air, cocaine, and other people's credit cards.
We have all been raised in a culture in which we've been imbued with the values that you ascribed to Allison and her friends a moment ago, where you buy things on credit, you don't worry about when the bill comes due, you don't worry about who's going to pay.
Allison and her friends never think about tomorrow, only today. They don't fall in love, they fall in lust. And Jay McInerney says, for the most part, they have ignored the AIDS epidemic.
And what I get a sense of is that people feel that the threatened explosion in the heterosexual population never came.
Jay McInerney, who is 33, believes that drug abuse will be a continuing problem among the young.
You know, most kids, by the time they get to high school, already know a lot more about drugs than their parents do.
McInerney, best known for Bright Lights, Big City, truly captures the voice of the affluent but wasted young women of the 80s.
Whenever I hear a Just Say No commercial on television, I approve of the sentiment, but I want to say, you know, more or less on behalf of people like Allison, yeah, but what are we going to say yes to?
Jay McInerney, his novel Story of My Life, is a disturbing picture of young people without morals, without goals. Published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Jay McInerney has a good ear for America's evolving language. The main character in his new novel, Story of My Life, is a goalless, amoral, 20-year-old aspiring actress whose language is much like that of the so-called Valley Girls.
It's a dialect in which the present tense predominates. Speech verbs tend to be verbs of action, like I go instead of I said, or I'm like instead of I said.
Indeed, like is the most pervasive word in McInerney's novel.
We use it as a kind of a beat word, as a spacer, instead of
Recently, Jay McInerney, author of Bright Lights, Big City, did a book tour of England to promote Story of My Life. He says the book has caught on in Britain despite the uniquely American language and slang.
I think that the English had they have a little bit harder time with the first few pages because this is a dialect that they don't hear every day. I think they hear elements of it in from our television, or perhaps visiting American college girls. A number of my English friends and readers have told me that it took them a little while to understand the rhythms.
And McInerney says the English were a little shocked by all the casual sex in his novel.
What they wanted to know about was AIDS. They see New York as being the kind of cutting edge of this epidemic.
Jay McInerney's funny, sad novel of young people in the 80s, Story of My Life, was published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Jay McInerney, author of Bright Lights, Big City, and his newest, Story of My Life, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. But his father was a mobile marketing executive, and Jay attended 18 schools before he finally graduated from high school.
It's probably one of the reasons that I'm a novelist today. At school, I spent an inordinate amount of time in the library, since I was always the new kid at school.
McInerney graduated from Williams in 1976. He went on to get a master's in creative writing at Syracuse, and then he wrote Bright Lights, Big City.
I decided to get a PhD in Renaissance drama, since I assumed I would be teaching for the rest of my life. Bright Lights kind of changed my circumstances materially, though. I never did go on to get that PhD.
McInerney says he wasn't prepared for the acclaim Bright Lights produced.
I could have become a sort of full-time media fixture, talk show guest.
Something that became almost distracting, and McInerney had to remind himself that he was a novelist. He did, however, write the screenplay for Bright Lights.
I'm always amused by the presumption in Los Angeles that people think, now that you've made it to the screen, you know, of course, you know, this must be the pinnacle of your ambition.
But McInerney says screenwriting is just a sideline.
As a screenwriter, I'm a kind of junior committee member involved in a large commercial enterprise.
Jay McInerney's new novel, Story of My Life, is a disturbing tale of the urban young and their empty lives. Published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Jay McInerney is among a cluster of young writers who focus on contemporary life and urban youth. Others include Tama Janowitz, Brett Easton Ellis, Meg Wolitzer, and Garrett Weyer. McInerney, whose new novel is called Story of My Life, is not altogether happy at being grouped.
That doesn't mean that I think that we have that much in common as writers. I think we see ourselves as being quite different stylists and having a lot less in common than some of the sort of lazy journalists out there would have you believe.
But McInerney, who also wrote Bright Lights, Big City, says publishers are now actively looking for new fiction by younger writers.
There has been a publishing phenomenon that has come about more or less in the wake of Bright Lights, Big City, in which publishers suddenly realized that
people my age would buy books.
Jay McInerney is in his early 30s. Despite the boom in electronic media, McInerney is optimistic about America's literary climate.
A lot of us sometimes feel that we're about to surrender the culture entirely over to the electronic media, that we're engaged in a lost cause, those of us who care about the printed word, who care about books, who care about novels, and about the language. The day that we all stop reading is going to be the beginning of the end for all of us.
Jay McInerney tells us about the drug-hazed, sexual permissive young of the 1980s in his novel, Story of My Life, published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim.